The first match of the 2002 World Cup was a sellout and a sensation this morning in Seoul, South Korea, before tens of thousands of fans in the stadium and millions more watching and listening around the globe. Senegal, in its first ever appearance at the tournament, beat reigning champion France 1-0.
Left side, slides it back, here's a chance for a goal, and it is into the net! My goodness, it's put in by Bouba Diop, and Senegal sensationally have taken the lead in the opening game of the 2002 World Cup.
Chris Simpson is a freelance reporter in Dakar, Senegal. He joins us by phone. First of all, were a lot of people there tuned into the game?
Very much so. I mean, this was a national event for weeks. People had had this fixture in their diaries. There was no declaration of a public holiday, but certainly I spoke to quite a few civil servants and other workers who'd sloped off from work for the day, and they said they didn't expect any repercussions. And I know an awful lot of children will have watched it by hook or by crook.
Is it possible to describe the ebb and flow of the game as it unfolded? There were some magic moments.
Thing was for Senegal that they got in early. They have a star striker called El Hadji Diouf, 21 years old, voted the best player in Africa, peroxide blonde hair, bit of a character, a bit of a ladies' man. He broke through the French defence early on, and while he didn't score, but the Senegalese certainly thought the French looked rattled after that. His pace had really surprised them. The French certainly, when they were coming forward, they looked very dangerous. They hit the post quite early on, and I did fear at that stage for both the Senegalese keeper, who can be a bit erratic, and the defence, but Senegal seemed to rally. They got the goal 30 minutes into the game. That's one third of the way through. That was a crucial turning point. And really, from that point on, the French had a lot of pressure, but to my mind, as a semi-neutral observer, Senegal were the best team on the day and deserved everything that came their way.
Now, don't you feel it's a little ironic that all but two members of Senegal's team actually live in France and the team is coached by a Frenchman?
The Senegalese can certainly cope with that paradox. I mean, their view is that they are historically tied to France. There's no getting away from it, the former colonial power. And I think it's not really a love-hate relationship. It's more love. There is a lot of affection. I mean, I think they really applaud the fact that they've had a coach, he may be French, not Senegalese, but he has done a very good job at creating an esprit de corps. But he has also made it clear you've got to develop the game back home. There's no point simply poaching Senegalese players who are in France and other countries. You've got to keep nurturing your homegrown talent. Don't let the opportunity of being in a World Cup pass you by. Invest now.
And this is the first time they've had a team at the Cup, so it's paying off.
Very much so. To do this well is extremely good. Obviously, they have tough games up ahead in their group against Uruguay and Denmark, and there's a very long way to go, but they really couldn't have hoped for a better start.
Describe the celebrations. I mean, were they raucous? Were they polite? What was it like?
It's very strange because Fridays in Dakar, really everything grinds to a halt for at least 20 minutes. The mosques are filled with worshippers. It's 95% Muslim here. And a lot of people were dressed in their robes to go to the mosque, but they were lucky. They had a 45-minute break in between the final whistle and the beginning of prayer. So as soon as the final whistle came, red, green, yellow flags, the national flag was out everywhere. Men, women, children, all ages seem to be really in it, really into it, really enjoying it. And I think the festivities are going on now, and then they'll be going on late into the night, and I'm pretty sure there'll be a very good mood around tomorrow as well.
Chris Simpson, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Chris Simpson is a freelance reporter in Dakar, Senegal. The country's soccer team is celebrating its win against France today in the first match of this year's World Cup Championship.